This is MSO News Sports, and our North Shore football coverage continues with Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School. Coach Nolan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're going to talk about your game coming up this week at Denham in a moment, but let's get back to last week's game. You look at the score, and it's 2019, you guys hang on to win this game. And it seems like a kind of a microcosm of your season. A lot of tight games, you know what I mean? Tough opponents, tight games, and so on. But then to find out that you guys scored the first 20 points in the game, and they're lining up for a field goal maybe right at the end to win it. I don't know where you start, but I guess tell us about the tale of the two halves, if you will, with you guys taking care of business in the first half for sure.
Well, first thing, I think you have to give Blackstone just a ton of credit for hanging in there and battling all night and putting it together in the second half and taking advantage of a couple things. And, those kids really played hard, and the coaches put together a great game plan, and all of them hung in there when it didn't look good. That being said, and again, a ton of credit to them, I think, we kind of had them on the ropes and we just weren't able to finish them, whether it be offense, defense, special teams, get that one more play to really put them away. So, it wasn't our finest hour. It wasn't our best game. We did let them back in there, and, we weren't effective defensively in the second half at times. Offensively, struggled to run the ball after the first quarter and a half. So all things we've got to work on. But that being said, we were able to advance, and we were able to advance with a lot of things we've got to work on this week.
Yeah, definitely, I guess. Tell me about the first half. What clicked for you guys? I think you had a passing touchdown and two rushing touchdowns in that first half.
Well, we had a beautiful play-action pass from Travis Voisin to Logan Mativia in the corner of the end zone that was really set up by being able to run the ball. We had a big special teams play by Owen Shambaugh, who blocked a punt inside the opposing team, Blackstone's territory, and we scored on a trap by Marco Betancourt, I think two or three plays afterwards, from 20 yards out or so. So those were two really big plays. Owen also punched in a touchdown, too, in the first half. And, so we were playing pretty well. We were playing pretty well on defense. One of the issues that started coming up in the first half was inability to keep the quarterback in the pocket on third and fourth downs. And he was able to scramble and pick up yardage and pick up first downs on third and fourth and long. So that's something that definitely has to be addressed and something that we had issues with in the second half as well. So that was one of the things that kind of got away from us. A couple big plays by the quarterback in the run game. And, you got to give a lot of credit to Blackstone. And again, we've got to learn to put teams away when we're up 20 points at that point.
Yeah, that was Adam Franson for them, right? The quarterback who scored all three of their touchdowns. Is that sound right, or was it a different player?
I'm not positive on the full name, but I know their quarterback played one heck of a game.
Yeah.
He was responsible for the three touchdowns.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So so now it's on to Dedham. When you think about things to work on this week, there's always a list of things to work on. But what comes to mind front and center for you as far as trying to put teams away? What would that entail?
I think it's being true to what we're trying to do on offense and defense and just continuing to apply pressure. We're the type of team right now that we want to be able to run the ball, get downhill, use our play action game, be able to drop back and mix in, screens to the outside, inside screens as well to our backs and slot receivers, and then be able to have a vertical passing game, a 3-5-step passing game. So, kind of getting all that stuff that we do and work on and stay on schedule with what we do and not fall behind for whatever reason offensively, have successful first and second down plays. And defensively, I think it's just really, really being detail-oriented and not having a slip-up, where we don't fulfill a responsibility. It could be once every five plays somebody, we have a hiccup, but that, can really come back to haunt us, and the Blackstone game, it hurt us more than it did typically in games before that.
All right, so now it's on to Dedham, and at Dedham, the number four seeded team in the tournament there. They're coming off a 30-6 win over Opponequit. What can you tell me about Dedham? Are they similar to Blackstone Valley or just unique in their own way?
I think in a lot of ways they're kind of a similar team to us. They've had a lot of kids playing for multiple years. They've got some real good athletes in the, at the skill positions, an experienced quarterback. They got a couple kids that are true wide receivers that can go get it and can block. They've got a couple, two real shifty backs, you know, number two and number 26 that can hit the hole. They've got speed, power. They're a threat at any point. And then they've got a couple of good, solid football players. They've got an H-back linebacker, number 11, who's kind of the nickelback, too, on defense. And he's a really, really good player who, you know, can tackle, block, catch passes, run with the ball if need be. So they're a real solid team. They've got a real good quarterback that can make the throws, and their line's solid as well. And I think they're another blue-collar, hard-working team that wants to run the ball, wants to make plays, wants to be able to play real solid defense. So I think it matches up. It's a real good matchup between the two teams. I think it's it should be a very good game.
All right, Coach. Anything else you want to share with us about Danvers football? You know, it almost feels like we're not being positive enough as to what happened last week. But yet, on the other hand, I mean, I think you're the emergence of a passing game. You know, that obviously will add a lot to Danvers and to the running game as well, to kind of have each other, the offense, the passing game rather, and the running game offset each other a little bit.
Yeah, and I think every good offense is trying to find that balance. You know, when you do one thing and lean on predominantly, people are able to, you know, scheme up ways to stop that, and you have to have an answer. So I think that's what we're trying to do, be as balanced as we can and take what opposing defenses give us. And it's the same type of thing we're trying to look at in special teams and defense as well. But I think this game in particular, it's going to be really, really important. You know, who wins a special team and turnover battle? Because I think we're two pretty similarly matched up teams, in my opinion, at this point. So really, special teams and turnovers would be two things that will really differentiate us. And I think whoever's most successful with those two things will probably end up walking away with the win.
Sounds good. All right, Coach, well, thank you so much for your time, and good luck to the Falcons on Friday night at Dedham. We'll wish you the best we can.
All right. Thank you. Well, I really appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.